Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio, December 19, 2015. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. I want to start off today, if you read the title of this broadcast today, and I just want to speak from my heart, he will be a present help in the time of trouble. One of my favorite songs when I was being raised is a song in times like these. And I just want to read a couple verses of it to you this morning and let you know today. You know, we talk a lot, but the bottom line is that Jesus Christ is the way. Our efforts, even on this broadcast, is to lift up the name of Jesus. The Bible says that if Jesus Christ is lifted up, then all men are drawn unto him. And we need to come to the end of ourselves, finding that we have no strength within ourselves. There's things that we battle in our life that without the help of the Spirit of God, we cannot overcome these things. And that's why we need to look, as I say every broadcast, under the author, the authority, and the finisher of our faith, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. The song says, in times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, your anchor holds and it grips that solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. We don't have time to be halted between two opinions. The prophet said as he was battling the prophets of Baal, he said, "How long you be halted two opinions?" You know, I believe we need to search out, and the Bible says to give unto yourself as a living sacrifice. You know, we need to find out if we're giving him all of us. Is there anything that we are holding back? Is there anything that we are contemplating that our own strength can help us, that we have a plan, to get things done in our lives, to change our lives? But make no mistake about it, there's nothing that will change your life except an encounter with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of an almighty God, the Savior of the world, the one who shed his blood over 2,000 years ago, that me and you would not have to be dominated by sin, but those the Son set free is free and free indeed. We need to get a revelation of this covenant. We need to get a revelation of the work that Jesus Christ done on the cross. Because in the days that are coming, we're going to need that to resonate in our spirit. In Psalms 46:1, Psalmist said, "In God is our refuge." And when we say in God, you know, we have to point to Jesus. I believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But I also believe that Jesus was God. The Word of God says that he thought it not robbery to make himself equal with God. So I look unto him today, the author, once again, and the finisher of our faith. The Word of God declares he sits at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for me and for you. He declares in his Word that he sent back his Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness, that he'll help us in our time of need, when our faith is focused on his finished work and what he did on the cross 2,000 years ago. We need a revelation of that finished work. We need a revelation of that covenant that was established by the blood of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. Without the shedding of blood, the Word of God declares there is no remission of sin. So the psalmist said in Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. In Psalms 18:2, the Lord is my rock and he's my fortress and he's my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler, the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalms 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. With my song, I will praise him. In the New Testament, John 10:29, Jesus speaking, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. The security that we have in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Read the book of Psalms, chapter 91. Read that great, great song of the psalmist David, who declares that we can live under the shadow of the Almighty, that there is a secret place in God. God's just not a byword. He is, Jesus Christ is that which we have a relationship with. This is what the Word of God says. Jesus said, I would have drawn you, as a hen draws his chicks in the time of trouble. But he said, you rejected me. He said, you've missed your time of visitation. We cannot afford to miss our time of visitation. We are, the Word of God declares in Joel chapter 2, repeated in Acts chapter 2, by the great Pentecostal message from the Apostle Peter, that in the last days he shall pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. In the last days, he said that we not only receive the latter rain, but we receive the former and the latter rain together. We are clothed in strength for the battle through the blood of Jesus Christ. The Word of God declares that we have an armor that we put on, and this armor is provided by the Holy Spirit of God. In 2 Samuel 22:40, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rise up against me hast thou subdued under me. The battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Colossians declared that he won the battle to cross 2,000 years ago. Colossians declares that he put every power and every principality under his feet, that through that finished work at the cross, that Jesus Christ gave me and you victory today. And this is what we look to. We are not fighting to win a victory, we are fighting to have faith to believe in a victory that was already won. Your faith is under attack. Your faith is under attack. Our faith is under attack. In Romans 6:14, the Word of God declares, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for we are not under the law, but under sin. Sin comes from Lucifer, from Satan, the fallen being, the one who tried to exalt himself above God. And because he sinned, he passed sin on to the generations of Adam, which that's me and you. We are all conceived in sin. We are all born with a sin nature. We all have a propensity on the inside of us to sin. But the Word of God declares if we get our eyes on Jesus Christ and get our eyes on him crucified, that sin will not have dominion over us. We are not under the law, but we are under grace. Grace is unmerited favor. We can do nothing to earn it. Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Take on you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand within the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The beginning of the verse 14 of Ephesians 6, he begins to describe, study that, if you get an opportunity, study the whole armor of God, what God has provided for us. In Isaiah 54:17, the Word of God declares that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. The Word of God declares that Satan is an accuser. He is a resister. He slams us before God. But the Word of God declares these words shall fall to the ground if we put our faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must not believe his lies. We must believe the truth. And the truth will set us free. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now the Word of God declares that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So if we are an heir of Jesus Christ, then this is our heritage. This is our the will of God that he passed on to me and you, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is the Word of God. Believe this today. Be encouraged in his word. In 2 Corinthians 10:3 and 4, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We don't walk in the flesh. We put no confidence in our flesh. We do not war after the flesh, but our weapons are our spiritual nature. Our weapons was provided for us, the victory that Jesus went to cross over the flesh, the devil, the world, lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life was all put down at the cross so that me and you can walk in that victory today. The Word of God declares in Ephesians 3:16 that our inner man can be strengthened by the Holy Spirit of God when our faith is put in the right direction. Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Not by power, not by might, by the Spirit of God. Spirit means breath, that which we breathe, that which without breath we don't live. Breath is spirit, and spirit is breath. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Take these words today. Listen to them. Read them. Mull them over. Digest them. Let them get in your spirit. For they're the promises of God. And the Bible says that the promises of God are yea, and they are amen. For I am thy God, he says. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The right hand of his righteousness is Jesus Christ, because he is the righteousness of God. Our righteousness is but filthy rags before the throne of God. The only way that God can look at us is through his Son, Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice that satisfied the demands of a thrice holy God, that satisfied the demands of the law that God passed down to Moses at Sinai, which men were never able to keep, but Jesus kept it. Thank God today Jesus kept that law, that me and you can walk in that victory, in that perfection, which is the Son of God. This is why the devil tries to point mankind in every other direction except for Jesus Christ, because he knows what happened. He knows what happened at the cross. He's very aware of his fate. He's very aware of his future. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's including the devil and all his minions, all the fallen angels, all those that down through the eons of time have rebelled against God. In today's society, we see a strong rebellion against the things of God. We see a strong rebellion in the United States of America, a nation that once feared God, but is slowly but surely putting him in a corner, trying to put him in a box, trying to include him with other so-called gods. He'll not share his glory with flesh and blood. He will not share his glory with any other man-made ism or schism or man-made God. We had the example when the Ark of the Covenant was captured and taken by the Philistines. They set the Ark by their old stone god, Dagon. The Word of God declares that Dagon didn't fare too well. He fell, and then they set him back up again in the morning. The Word of God declares that Dagon had come apart because he... See, God's God. There's one Lord, one baptized, one salvation, one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. That's the man, Christ Jesus. We need to increase our faith today and look unto him for our help. Look unto Jesus Christ. Call on the name of Jesus. He's the only one worthy, according to what John saw in the book of Revelation when he said there's no one worthy to open the seals. And the angel said, cheer up, for the Lamb of God, who, my Lord, that takes away the sins of the world, is worthy to open the seals. Think about it today. The Lamb of God is worthy, 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 worthy. Isaiah chapter 6 says he's holy, holy, holy. Glory to God. The Bible says, if you wait on the Lord, he shall renew your strength. In Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The renewing is in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our faith today needs to be turned from everything else. It needs to be turned from ourselves, the ways of this world. He said, come out from among them and be ye a separate people, saith the Lord. My sheep know my voice. Listen to him just calling you today. He wants to strengthen your faith. In Hebrews 11:33, the Word of God declares, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, oh my, and stopped the mouths of lions. This is out of the great Hall of Faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, of those who had undying faith, uncompromising faith in God Almighty. We have undying faith, uncompromising faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm looking for his appearance. The Bible tells me to love that it is the blessed hope that me and you stand on today. Many people say, well, this is an escapist attitude. Let me tell you something. It's going to get so hard in this world. There's a lot of people that thought they had this thing whipped are going to be like John at the end of the book of Revelation and cry, even come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly. The Lord of God declares we need to occupy until he comes. But I'm going to love his appearing. I'm going to love his appearing. I'm going to look forward to his appearing. Till that day, we're going to do the best that we can. We are going to put our hope and our trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to lift him up that all men might be drawn unto him. We're going to point men to Jesus, to the cross, to the only place where salvation can be obtained, and that's in the cross of Jesus Christ. His finished work, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain. The Word of God declares he lives forever. The Father looked at the Son and said, sit by my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Word of God declares in Hebrews 11:34 that out of weakness we are made strong. That's us. Out of weakness. If you think yourself to be strong today, if you think yourself to be something, the Word of God declares you're nothing. This spirit, while I look to, the Word of God declares of a broken and a contrite spirit, humble yourself before God, and in due time you shall be exalted. The Word of God declares in Hebrews 11:34, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness we're made strong, wax violent in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. I could go a long ways there. Long way there. The aliens. I'm not talking about little green men. That's a part of a great deception, but anyhow. 2 Corinthians 13:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I'd rather glory in my infirmities, Paul said, that the power of Christ may rest upon me, that I die, that the power of Christ might work through me, that I've come to the end of myself. We need to pray we get there real quick, to the end of our strength. To the end of all of our schemes and all that, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. If this doesn't work, we're going to try this. You know, we are rebellious creatures, and rebellion is as a spirit of witchcraft. There's a rebel on the inside of each and every one of us that wants to rebel against the things of God. Oh, not me, yes, you. Yes, it's sin nature. Amen. Paul said, the things that I want to do, I don't do. He said, I got this thing, I don't want to sin, but yet I sin. Amen. See, we cannot overcome this in ourselves. We can't speak things into existence. We speak the Word of God. We stand on the Word of God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. His grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities. In reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 13:4 says, for though he was crucified through weakness, this is Jesus, yet he lived by the power of God. Christ leaned completely on God. He said, I must be about my Father's, but he gained his strength from the Spirit of God. He walked, he was God, but yet he walked as we walk. He walked in the power of the Spirit of God. He was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and the Word of God declares he was driven into the wilderness, and there he defeated the devil with the Word of God. It is written, he said, for we are also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards us. Deuteronomy 28:7 says, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Psalms 138:3 says, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. My. How we need the strength in our soul today. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Think about this today. All things can be done through the power of an almighty God. When we give over, when we yield our members, the Word of God says, completely unto him. You know, my prayer a lot of days, and should be our prayer, is, Lord, help me to yield completely unto you. My mind, my body, my soul, my spirit. These are the days, the Bible says, when men's hearts will fail them for what they see coming upon the face of the earth. The Bible declares perilous times are coming, and they're already here. Jesus said this is just the beginning of sorrows. This world is headed for chaos like we've never seen chaos. As we see men and nations jockeying for position, a lot of them unctioned by the spirit of the Antichrist, which the Word of God declares is already here and working. Maybe the man has not been revealed yet, but I can guarantee you that spirit that will control the man is here. It is here. It is weaving and bobbing in and out of our everyday lives. And everything that we look at, everything that we see the enemy trying to put his fingerprint or his handprint in that situation, trying to influence, trying to turn around, trying to turn men and women, boys and girls from God, even working in churches in America in a strong fashion, setting up a form and a fashion of godliness which denies the power thereof. When men refused to preach the gospel, and rather they would receive the accolades of men and men patting them on the back rather than preaching the truth of an almighty God. And make no mistake about it, if you're called to preach and you're compromising this word, you will give an answer. Every idle word shall be brought before God, and you will be judged for every one of your idle words. If you are set as a watchman, and every preacher is, every man and woman of God is actually, but if you've been set before a congregation and you're not giving them the message of the watchman, if you're not being a John the Baptist declaring, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make your paths straight, the Word of God declares when the enemy comes, when somebody's destroyed, and you are not warned that individual, then their blood will be counted at your hands. This is the Word of God. This is Ezekiel 33, I believe. This is the Word of God. This is the Word of God, that you'll give account. Much given, much required. Much given, much required. So put your faith in Jesus Christ today. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then the Word of God declares you shall be saved. Call on him. Call on his name. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. Father, I thank you for your word today. I just ask you, whoever hears this, Father, that they'd be encouraged, that your word would lift them up today, that that word would resonate and quicken them today, Lord, that they would touch areas in their lives that so need touching, that so need healing, Lord. You sent your word and you healed them. Oh, God, give us a revelation, a greater revelation of Jesus Christ, of his saving power, of his sanctifying power, of his healing power, of his delivering power. As Paul said, I might know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. God, turn us today towards you only, to trust in you only. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth, God's Word Radio. Our email is truth in the word 777 at gmail.com. That's truth in the word 777 at gmail.com. He's our Savior. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. If you're fighting a chronic illness today, call on the name of the Lord. By his stripes, you are healed. Not were. Well, you were healed. Yes, you are and you were. It's reciprocal. Glory to God. It's just there. By the blood of Jesus, we are healed and washed every day from our sins. Lean upon him. It's okay. It's okay. You know, it's okay to admit that you're weak. You know, especially men have that problem because they're so macho. The song says, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Well, how we need him. In times like these, you need a Savior. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. May God bless each and every one of you.